Hello, everyone, and welcome to Lone Star.
Yay. Hi.
Featuring Rochelle's retainer.
Oh, baby. That's so sexy. Oh, yeah.
It's so
sexy. I love lisps so much.
This is because last night in the listening party during the immunity challenge, I was saying things about bleeding and stuff because, like, my face was bleeding.
Yeah.
And then Dylan was like, sexy. So, tonight I'm making this episode extra sexy by wearing my retainer.
We live to please.
Yeah.
Well, Rochelle does. I just watch. Yes. I don't know what's going on.
But actually, to be honest, we lived to not please this week on Lone Star.
Really?
Ooh.
Yes.
Dun, dun, dun.
Because everybody hated this challenge.
Oh, no.
So, but to be honest, I'm really excited because this was, like, a legit challenge.
Yeah.
Because it was hard for the guys, but it was also hard for the girls.
That's good.
Yay.
So.
We live to challenge like on Lone Star. Yeah.
We love Valquant's blood.
Rawr. He always does.
And,
thirst for blood.
So. Let's get started. I'm ready.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Here we go. Up first, we have Alana.
I can take the rain on the roof of this empty house. That don't bother me. I can take a few tears now and then and just let them out. I'm not afraid to cry every once in a while, even though going on with you gone still upsets me. There are days every now and again I pretend I'm okay, but that's not what gets me. What hurts the most was being so close and having so much to say and watching you walk away. Never knowing what could have been, not seeing that loving you is what I was trying to do. It's hard to deal with the pain of losing you everywhere I go, but I'm doing it. It's hard to force that smile when I see our old friends and I'm alone. Still harder getting up, getting dressed, living with this regret. But I know if I could do it over, I would trade, give away all the words that I saved in my heart that I left unspoken. What hurts the most is being so close, having so much to say and watching you walk away. Never knowing what could have been, not seeing that loving you is what I was trying to do. Being so damn close and having so much to say, watching you walk away and never knowing what could have been, and not seeing that loving is what I was trying. Not seeing that loving you. That's what I was trying to do.
Alana.
So it's our first What Hurts the Most.
Yep.
Yay!
I have a feeling we're getting a lot of these.
Yeah.
Tonight. Yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
Oh, joy.
Does somebody want to go first?
You can go.
Okay. Are you sure?
No, I'm not.
Dun, dun, dun.
Okay. I felt that this was a step back from last week.
Yeah.
And for that, I was very disappointed, Alana. I know you're really busy packing for France, etc. For me, your voice felt flat. Like, you felt flat on the song, but I think it was because you just had no emotion.
Yeah. I think she was in... Yeah, I think
she was in tune and on the right key.
Yeah, the tone of her voice was good, but, like, it was emotionally flat. But her voice was good on the song.
Yeah. Your voice fit, you just... There was just nothing going on there for me. Yeah. And rhythmically, at the beginning, there was a couple of things that were off. And I was wondering if you added the damn. So damn close.
Yeah.
That was kind of interesting, because it kind of, like... change things up a little bit.
Yeah. I like that, actually.
It was trying to be intense. And
yeah, it was like trying to add emotion, but I just didn't hear emotion in your voice on this song.
Mm-hmm.
Those were my notes.
I think you were trying for like a subtle sort of emotion, and the song isn't really that subtle. Well, not to me, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't want to insult any Rascal Flatts fans. I like this song, but it's like a intense song.
Yeah, they have subtle songs. It's just this is not one of them.
Yeah.
I agree with what you're saying.
Yeah.
Entirely.
It's not like a sort of lay back and recite meaningful poetry sort of song. It's I don't know what I'm
He's
saying.
Singing about being
but, you know,
in pain.
Yeah, be in pain.
Mm-hmm.
This is horrible advice.
Song.
Cause yourself some pain, Alana. I thought
let yourself on fire.
What?
I think she said, "Let yourself on fire." Is that what she said?
Yes, for rage.
Rage.
What?
Oh, we're doing really bad at being in unison tonight. We're just. Like...
I know we're so not on the right page tonight.
I know.
What is this?
Guess.
Rascal Flatts.
Rascal Flatts is screwing with our.
I know.
Symmetry.
I'm actually done with this with my notes. So. I'll step back and let you guys talk, because...
I was going to say, in your long it was sung nicely, I guess, but you have to, like, sound like you mean it. Like...
Yeah.
Don't be so pretty about it. I like your vibrato and your nice long notes. Lots of people can't do long notes. I can't do long notes. So... But in a song like this, like, go less for a nice, pretty, clean note and go more for screaming in agony. Because it hurts the most, Alana.
More
hurts more
rage.
Than most other things, yes. So, your voice is very pretty, though.
It is. I like it.
Yeah.
Done?
I'm done.
Done.
Up next is Maddie.
I set out on a narrow way many years ago, hoping I would find true love along the broken road. But I got lost a time or two, wiped my brow and kept pushing through. Couldn't see how every sign pointed straight to you. Every long lost dream led me to where you are. Others who broke my heart, well, they were like northern stars, pointing me on my way in into your loving arms. This much I know is true. God bless the broken road that led me straight to you. Oh, yes, it did. I think about the years I spent just passing through. I'd like to have the time I lost and give it back to you. But you just smile and take my hand. Been there, you understand. It's all part of a grander plan that is coming true. Every long, long dream led me to where you are. Others who broke my heart, well, they were like northern stars, pointed me on my way into your loving. This much I know is true. God bless the broken road that led me straight to you.
Somebody else should go first this time.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Val, do you want to go?
Sure. I don't have much to say about it, though. I just, like, wrote, like, yay, this song, and I thought it fit the song fit nicely in your lower range, and you had good emotion on it. Kind of sounded like you were, like, the karaoke sounded kind of disconnected from your voice, but it might have just been the mixing. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about
it. I noticed that too, that she was off a little bit.
Yeah.
You kind of, like, played around with the song too a little bit. I think there was, like, not, like, improv-ing, because that doesn't sound right, I guess. But, like, there was definitely something going on. Like, you kind of changed it to fit what you wanted, and that was kind of nice. You, like, made it your own. The second chorus sounded a tiny bit dead to me, but, like, the rest of it was a nice range for your voice and, like, nice emotions, so I was, like, happy with how it sounded.
Mm-hmm. Yay.
I thought it was well done.
Yeah. I thought the voice you were doing was kind of a natural, so, but that might also be because the song was so low, and...
Yeah,
I liked it too. So,
yeah. Done?
Yeah.
Done.
Good job, Maddie.
Good job. Woo!
You have a pretty voice.
Yay.
Yay. Up next is Russ.
It must have been a place so dark, you couldn't feel the light. reaching for you through that stormy cloud. Now here we are gathered in our little hometown. This can't be the way you meant to draw a crowd. Oh, why? That's what I keep asking. Was there anything I could have said or done? Oh, I had no clue you were masking a troubled soul. God only knows what went wrong and why you'd leave the stage in the middle of a song. Now in my mind I keep you frozen as a 17-year-old rounding third to score the winning run. You always played with passion, no matter what the game. When you took the stage, you shined just like the sun. Oh, that's what I keep asking. Was there anything I could have said or done? Oh, I had no clue you were masking a troubled soul. Oh, God only knows what went wrong and why. The oak trees are swaying in the early autumn breeze. The golden sun is shining on my face. The tangled thoughts I hear, a mockingbird sing. This whole world really ain't that bad a place. Oh, why? There's no comprehending, and who am I to try to judge or explain? Oh, but I do have one burning question. Who told you life wasn't worth the fight? They were wrong, they lied. It's not like you to walk away in the middle of a song. Your beautiful song. You're absolutely beautiful.
Russell Gold.
The baritone of VH.
VH.
Yes. So, that was also relevant.
Yeah, always.
Yeah. This was weird for me because I really, really loved parts of the song, and then other parts I wasn't so jazzed about, but overall I enjoyed it. I just didn't like, mostly in the verses when it got extremely low, and then you went really classical, and like those long, drawn-out vibrato notes again. This is like becoming a theme for this episode.
I don't know. I like.
I think because it's Rascal lower. Flatts. It... Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I like Low Russ. I think it was good.
I like Low Russ, but for this was... song, I thought it was just like.
Yeah, there were definitely a couple parts that were like too low.
Or not which, really too low. It's just the delivery of it was too precise, and not really, like I love Russ's OIs, and I thought they sounded really organic and believable, and like it showed a depth in his voice, and then in the lower parts where it was just lots of longly held notes. It was kind of all uniform and not as believable. I don't know. I think when it was just like the piano and the instrumental, it really meshed well with the music. But then once the drums and the guitar came in and it became suddenly contemporary and Russ was in his, like his nice classical voice, it was kind of like a weird combination and it threw me off.
Yeah, I got that.
I thought he adapted to it.
The thing was, like, I was kind of torn to Lulu. Like, there were times when I just, like, really liked it, and there were times that I didn't. Not didn't like it, but there was times when I was kind of like... Yeah. The lower parts were soothing for me. Like,
yeah.
It was very, like, oh, he's singing, and he's, like, being, like, Deep Russ. But, yeah.
I mean, I thought the notes were beautiful. I like them, but I just thought it didn't fit.
The emotion was kind of gone when it went lower.
Yeah.
But, and, like, at the end when you sang
higher. Like, the end was the best
higher,
emotion. Yeah.
Yeah, then there was
so
much
good.
Emotion.
They were wrong and they lied. That was so good,
that
part.
Really
yeah, I
good.
Loved that
I was
part.
Like, oh, my
really
God, that's beautiful. Yeah.
But
yeah,
the rest emotionally was kind of like, eh. Yeah, it kind of fell flat emotion-wise when you were in your lower range, but the singing sounded good, and then the higher range there was emotion, and it sounded good, so, I don't know.
I thought the higher ranges sounded good, too. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
I couldn't hear you very well. Oh, okay.
She said that it sounded good, I think.
Oh, okay, I don't know why I couldn't hear her.
No.
You're too far
that's
away from me, Val.
No.
Anyway.
I'm done.
I think I'm done. I did like this overall, though. I really liked it.
Yes, overall it was very good.
Yeah.
I like this song now, Russ. I didn't know the song before, now I like it. Thank you. You're educating me on country music, Russ.
Countrication.
So. Okay, I'm done.
Done.
Done.